Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
You know, Liz Sheld, you know the guy who comes on after us at 9 o'clock, Chris Plant. You know that Chris Plant guy?
Never heard of him.
I think you know him very well, actually.
Big fan.
Yes, we love Chris Plant. We used to all make fun of him around here because he was the last man on the planet with a flip phone. He would brag about it.
He should brag about it.
He would brag. He was like,
admirable.
We all had smartphones. We were all doing this thing.
He was
like, I have a flip phone.
Among my phones.
Well, he finally succumbed. And he got himself a smartphone. Now he's, you know, Mr.
He's one of us now.
Exactly. And now apparently, according to Maria Leaf, our pal Maria Leaf, who writes over the Washington Examiner, apparently flip phones are making a comeback. This is hilarious. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yes, can you believe flip phones are coming back, but they are flip smartphones.
Oh.
This is not your T9 technology that we were all using in the early 2000s.
Right.
Or when, Chris Plant was using up until what, last week?
Right, yes, snake. Pretty much.
You can't play Snake on it, right?
Like the little snake thing. And when you had to text somebody, you would have to like hit each number three times until you got to the right letter. Oh,
yeah, this is definitely not the case.
So tell me about this. So it's just the aesthetic design that people are loving. They miss that about their flip phones.
You know, in this case, this is Samsung, who has now released their Galaxy Z Flip 4 and the Fold 4 phones. They unveiled them yesterday.
Right.
It's not what you would think of as like a normal clamshell phone where you would close it. These are like either a little square or it folds over.
Oh, yeah.
But when you open it up, you do get the full screen, which there are other phones out on the market that are like this. These are just the newest ones.
I'm looking at it now, Maria, and it sort of looks like a pocket laptop.
That's pretty much what it's like, a foldable tablet, wouldn't you say? Like if it has that smart capacity.
Exactly. And the reason in part that Samsung is doing this is because they want to make it easier for people to make videos for social media. So now you can stand the phone up on its own because of the way you fold it, and you can make your reels or your other videos to post. And they do have an enhanced camera on there as well to help all of those people who want to sit there and scroll on Instagram or TikTok
make
that
reels.
Content.
Oh, come on, Maria. We know you're on TikTok. We've seen you dancing in the streets.
Listen, you've seen me dancing other places too, but we're not going to get into that right now.
Okay.
But the thing is, these phones are available for pre-sale. The Flip 4 is $999, 6.7-inch screen on that one. The Galaxy Fold 4, $1,799.99. And again, these are pre-sale. They're going to ship out soon.
$1,000 and $1,800 for a flip
phone. Well, it's a mini computer. Basically, it's a tablet, a foldable tablet with that technology.
Crazy.
The cost is because the screen folds in half, which is, you know, that's like another step up on our technology.
I was promised a return of the flip phone, and now all you're giving me is like an advanced
a $2,000 flip
Maria,
phone.
Maria,
that's all.
Could we just get a flip phone? Just like a regular old dumb flip phone?
Very hard to get
I believe you can still buy non-smart flip phones. I believe you still can. They are considerably cheaper. Everybody is so used to the smartphone that to have one to be able to fold up, and you can save your screen this way. If you drop it, you're not going to have to worry that, I just cracked my screen and it's going to cost me same amount of money to get it fixed.
You know, I want to.
Hopefully, Apple will get on this bandwagon at some point. That's what my fingers are crossed for.
Apple is sort of following these days instead of leading, aren't they? I want to go all the way back to like that big ass brick phone
Nokia,
Psycho.
One of those Nokias, like the candy bar
phone. It was like you could, when you weren't on the phone, you could do your curls with it and tone your biceps. Is that coming back?
We call that the Zach Morris phone, right, Liz?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Zach Morris monologue moment.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet you rocked one of those back in the day.
All right, Maria. Never mind. Everyone's already Googling about where you're appearing at the local dance club. So we've already lost the plot on this one.
I'm going to bring some smartphones and sell them there, and I'll make a little profit. How about that?
When are these out again? They're available now for pre-ordering?
They are available for pre-sale now. They will ship in the next couple of weeks. Apple will be making its announcement on the iPhone 14 sometime in September. And we don't know a lot, but we do know it to have an enhanced battery, but also an enhanced cost possibly of up to 15% more than you paid for your previous iPhones.
Thank you, Maria.
So we'll have to stay tuned for that.
It's always good to hear your voice. Could you give us a quick Maria Leaf, WMAL.com?
You know, Larry, just for you, I will.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's 7:53.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.